program director over there. Happy to fill the airtime with our great Sports Byline programming. I've got Bruce Jacobs with me, longtime host here in Arizona, and if I'm not mistaken, Albany, New York at some point in the last 20 years as well.
There, and also Fox Sports Radio. So, yeah, I've kicked a few tires. And a few tires have kicked me.
Right. You know, before we went on, we were talking about Sports Byline and Ron Barr, who, you know, I'm part of a younger generation, a little south of 50 still. And Ron Barr, to my generation, is the voice of EA Sports hockey on the Sega Genesis back when I was in middle school. But your memories of Ron go a little further back, do they not, Bruce?
I mean, you know, before the advent of WFAN, and then that's when sports talk really started to, you know, to take off. You know, you had a little bit of ESPN before that, and the great Tony Bruno, but very little. I don't know, a couple hours a day. But if you wanted to listen to some sports, Ron Barr was the guy, man. I mean, he was the guy. So I'm very familiar with. I've never met the legend himself, but very familiar with, I'm not that familiar, but, David Brody, a couple of the other guys in the early days of Sports Byline. So I go back and I forget how I ever listened to it. I don't remember, you know, just juggling around that AM radio, you know, 40 years ago, 45 years ago. So that's how long I go back with it.
Right. We had Pete Franklin back in Cleveland. So, yeah, you ask anybody from Cleveland, he invented the sports talk radio. But Ron Barr, a very respected name in this whole thing. Let's talk about a little bit about what's going on in the sports world right now. We'll start here at home where the Arizona Diamondbacks, they seem to tease you a little bit every season, particularly in 2023. And I think that sometimes the fluke becomes the rule because – you know, people want to operate with a glass half full, but the reality of Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is you're competing with $300 million payrolls, probably 280 of it deferred in Los Angeles. The San Francisco could spend some money. The San Diego Padres, you know, I've been waiting for them to turn the corner for about 5 years now, and it's finally seeming to happen. The Dodgers are definitely vulnerable against their division foes, but Arizona seems like they have the fourth best opportunity in the National League West. And, you know, this leadership with Mike Hazen and Derek Hall and the head honcho, Ken Kendrick, they seem to be getting a little bit impatient with with their all-star second baseman. And it's been an ongoing saga since he broke down and showed his vulnerability on the field, really letting a heckler get into his head rent-free, and it's just kind of spiraled. And I don't know if it's dysfunction or if it's just a stubborn player that needs to be coddled, but Torrey Lovello has almost advocated for the player, but the front office is talking to the Arizona Republic about their unhappiness with Ketel and putting it on the other players in the clubhouse when, you know, quite frankly, it seems to come from the top where the grievances are.
Yeah, listen, first off, I don't buy anything into this monetary stuff. I buy nothing into it. I don't, I'm not one of those that sits there and woe about the Dodgers spending money. I find it just absolutely amazing that the only sport where fans say don't spend money is baseball, okay? I find the whole thing to be kind of ridiculous, to be honest with you. Spending money does not equal victory. Just look at since 2000, how many times did the Yankees won the World Series? Exactly once in 2000. I'm sorry, no, they won in 2009 as well. My bad.
Yeah,
the Dodgers won a COVID shortened and then a legitimate World Series. I put nothing into it. I think it's a bunch of crap, to be honest with you. I'm annoyed with it. I'm sick of hearing about it. I'm sick of hearing about small market. The problem, real fast, you didn't ask me this. You asked me about the Diamondbacks, but in Major League Baseball, it's not the Dodgers and the Mets and the Cubs and the problem is the Pirates and the Rockies and the Marlins, and I can keep going. That's the problem.
And you can call out Cleveland too. I won't get offended.
Look, when people talk about the finances of Major League Baseball, there's three things they never talk about. They never talk about the fact that, number one, the owners, the value of their franchises goes up every day. You do not own a professional sports team in the United States or in Canada, frankly, in the year of 2025 in no sport, including the National Hockey League. No owner is losing money. That's number one. Number two, no salary cap, okay, have stopped dynasties. In fact, they've enhanced them. The only way the NBA now has cut back on that is to make these aprons and these rules, making it prohibitive for the Golden States and the New Yorks and the et ceteras and the LAs and et cetera from spending large, okay? These teams are the problem. The problem is not teams that spend money. I'm sick of hearing about small market. You never hear about the enhanced revenue anymore. Streaming, gaming. Okay, you never hear about all that money. I don't want to hear it. It's a bunch of crap. It's an excuse for a team to be bad. I want to make sure that's very clear. I don't buy into salary caps. I think they're a bunch of nonsense. And the only sport where anybody ever talks about with a long face on spending money is Major League Baseball. It's a joke. Now,
it's the last capitalist market in our major professional sports.
Salary caps are a way for owners, and I'm not against owners making profit. I'm all for it, man. If the owners want to share their money, then you go ahead and do that, okay? Revenue sharing. You have at it. But I'm not, if I'm a Major League Baseball player, let me just tell you something. I'm not accepting any salary cap. It's not happening, and I'm glad Bryce Harper went after Man Fraud. Now, as far as the Diamondbacks go, you know, I'll just continue what I just said with this. This team has tried to bounce between being small market, this, that. This is a top 15 market. There's plenty of capital in this market. Ken Kendrick, for 2 years or so, decided he was going to become a little socialist, okay, which goes against the grain of what Ken Kendrick is all about. Thankfully, they've gotten away from that. They still have plenty of talent. They do have a culture problem. They're a soft team. I will just tell you flat out, you know, for me, Torrey Lovello, or as I call him, Torrey Lost Fellow, he would have been gone 4 or 5 years. He's a terrible manager, okay? You take away the first year when he was 93-69, he's going to finish somewhere around 60 or 70 games below 500 every year. That equates to about what? A 76 and 86 type of team every year. He's a terrible manager. And now to find out that he has cultivated this ridiculously soft culture led by Ketel Marte. And look, I don't start many, and I didn't even mean to start it. I don't start many social media fights anymore. I've grown past all that nonsense. Okay, but I got blasted, but I'll repeat it again. Ketel Marte's crying on the field in Chicago was ridiculous, okay? You don't cry. I've never seen a professional athlete, I don't think I've ever seen a college athlete, ever cry over what somebody in the stands said, all right? And then for Torrey Lovello to go out there and hug the guy, and for the Diamondbacks to make it like this was some sort of a great moment or whatever, I thought the whole thing was sickening, to be honest with you, okay? Then we find out, and I knew about this a while ago, this guy talking about Ketel Marte, not Torrey Lost Fellow, took a game off last year, the Monday game, after that Sunday game when they blew that lead against the Milwaukee Brewers. And absolutely the last 2-3 weeks. You know, people don't talk about this. The Mets got in last year because the Diamondbacks yacked up. They have like a 4 or 5 game lead. All right? And this guy is given a day off in the last week when every game is a must win. And then who knows if it went on last year before that.
Got the voice of Bruce Jacobs. We're here on the Saturday show. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jeff Rich.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Saturday show here on Sports Overnight America, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We've got college football. We're underway in Dublin. Big 12 matchup to start the season. Iowa State, Kansas State, no score as of yet. Let me give you the rest of our week zero action in college football. We've got FCS versus FBS in Las Vegas between Idaho State and UNLV coming up a little bit later. Fresno visits Lawrence, Kansas. It takes on the Jayhawks. That one at 3:30 Pacific time. Sam Houston State, Western Kentucky. I believe that's a Conference USA matchup. And Stanford playing Hawaii. And the smart money looks to be going towards the Rainbows in that one. So, that's our Saturday slate for week zero, which is the closest thing we get to a preseason in college football. Do any of these games other than the Ireland game get your attention today, Bruce?
I mean, you've got two returns to coaching. Dan Mullen is now at UNLV, and, you know, they were ranked until they weren't last year. So I think a lot of people think they're a pretty good football team. And then you have you know, what looks like is going to be an interesting situation at Stanford with Frank Reich now as the 1 year interim head coach. So we'll see how that goes. You got Andrew Luck running that thing. So, you know, Fresno State's got Kurt Warner's kid. I think it's his third school already.
He transferred like from Rice.
Yeah. So you've got that going on today. I mean, listen, man, this college football is the dirtiest sport, and yet it's hard to argue for 12, 13 weeks it's not the most exciting dash in sports.
Yeah, are you eagerly anticipating our 1-3 matchup in week 1, 7 days from now, in Columbus between the Longhorns and Buckeyes?
I mean, sure, I want to see that, but, you know, I want to see the U against Notre Dame. To me, the best game on the board is Clemson-LSU. I think that's going to be a great game. There are a lot of great, what a great opening week 1 there will be. But, yeah, I want to see Texas at Ohio State. I desire neither one.
Understood. You know, I grew up in Ohio where Bob Brenly said it on the Diamondbacks broadcast the other day when they were playing in Cleveland that, you know, if you're born in Ohio by obligation, you're raised to be an Ohio State fan. And then, you know, kids get into high school, they go to MAC schools, they leave the state of Ohio. So it's not the entire state of Ohio that's behind it, but everybody, you know, one of my good friends is originally from Toledo, and, you know, he's got childhood pictures in Jimmy Jackson jerseys because he was a big Toledo kid that played for Randy Ayers at Ohio State, and he trolls Ohio State like crazy. He played football for Urban Meyer at Bowling Green, but big Michigan fan, friends with, you know, because he played college football, friends with a lot of guys that played for the Buckeyes. In fact, as much as he hates Ohio State, Frug Puggish gave him tickets that he brought me with him to the Clemson Ohio State game where Justin Fields threw a last second pick to looking for Chris Olave. Clemson picks off the ball. They go to the national championship where they get drubbed by Joe Burrow and LSU. But I brought up Justin Fields, and I want to talk a little bit about the upcoming NFL season here. You've gone through the ringer, not nearly as much as I've gone through it with the Browns, but with the New York Jets, we're gonna try things out with Justin Fields. How do you feel about that, and how do you feel about the Jets in general going into the year?
I don't know, man. I so badly, you know, as you could see from my ravishing blonde. Oh, wait, no, that is gray. You know, I mean, I've been with this team so long now. Here's how I see it. To me, the big problem on the Jets is our defense. Steve Wilks is a horrendous coach, and he's now our defensive coordinator. This guy has been fired from he's been fired 4 out of the last 5 jobs after 1 year, college and pro. I think he's an awful coach, okay? Nice man, all that stuff. Terrible coach. So I'm very concerned. You saw last year, you know, I mean, even with all that nonsense going on with Rodgers and everything, you know, when the defense was representative as it was 2 years before, well, Rodgers' first year when he ripped up his Achilles, Jets still were a competitive team because the defense was great under Saleh. Look, Fields is what Fields is. I mean, he is what he is. He's a guy whose accuracy, if you want to feel good, then he's back with his college wide receiver. If you want to feel realistic, he can't throw. I mean, he's just not that accurate. And I'm sorry. It's typical Jets, 2025, and we're going to play football like it's 1985 and try to go leather helmet on you. It's not going to work. Our defense is not dominant. I'm not listening to what people are saying. We have a horrendous defensive coordinator. We have a first-time offensive coordinator again. Aaron Glenn, God bless him. You know, and maybe there's some connectivity there, and somehow he can lift. But no, I'm not overly optimistic. I hope we can win 7 games and at least be competitive, unlike last year, where a lot of games we weren't competitive and we didn't win 7 games. Seven.
You brought up 1985. Was that the year that they won 10 in a row and then Paul McGuire jinxed them and they lost to the Patriots in the wild card game and Patriots go on to lose the Super Bowl?
The Jets you're talking about?
Yeah. Is that a Rod Russ team?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember. All I know is, you know, the only Patriot game I know about is when we beat him in Foxborough with Tom Brady. Can't wait, Bart Scott. Okay, but look, I mean, I want to be optimistic because the division stinks. The Dolphins stink. The Patriots, I'm not buying into this team all of a sudden on the outskirts of being a wild card. Not so fast, my friend. And, you know, Buffalo is obviously the dominant team. So, but we're going to run the ball, but, you know, teams know that. And Justin Fields just can't throw the ball accurately. So I think the Jets are in for another long season. And, you know, maybe someday soon we'll get back to respectability. We'll see. Well, I mean, I am optimistic about the next 3 to 5 years. But this year, no, I don't really have a lot more optimism for the Giants and a little bit more for the Cardinals than I do the other two teams that I care about the most. Than I do for the Jets. I just hope we're respectable. And, you know, our September record over the last X years is horrendous. We're done by the end of September, man. That's like rooting for a baseball team when you're out of it by the end of May. You're just sitting around watching everybody else have a good time while you sit there and suck your thumb.
Yeah, I feel that. The fact that Joe Thomas went into the Hall of Fame last year, 10-year NFL career with the Cleveland Browns, was never 1-0. I think that they had a – no, you know what? He was already gone by the time they tied the Steelers in week one. And I think that in their – you know, since their return, which has, you know, just been horrendous from start to finish, that they have they've won 3 week 1 games and two of them are in the last 5 years under Kevin Stefanski. So let me ask you about the Aaron Rodgers circus. It goes west to western Pennsylvania. The Steelers have been forever known as a very stable organization, much like the San Antonio Spurs or the St. Louis Cardinals. Does the circus continue with him under Mike Tomlin and the ownership of the Rooneys?
No, I mean, he can still throw it. I don't, unlike a lot of Jet fans, I'm not mad at Aaron Rodgers. It didn't work. We tried it. I was all for it. I can't sit here. I'd be a hypocrite and say, oh, it was the whole thing. I was all for it. When you get to be desperate, and the Jets are desperate, that's the reality. Guys like me who have never seen a Super Bowl, and I was alive when they won the Super Bowl, but I was a little weed. I've seen it on film. That ain't seeing it. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a great year. I think he's got an offensive line that will protect him, unlike the Jets, and I think he's going to play very well, and I think Pittsburgh will be in the playoffs, and we'll just see where they are health-wise when they get there. Cameron Haywood is a guy I would be concerned about, and they just lost their first-round pick, not for the season, to a knee injury in their last preseason game. So if Pittsburgh is Pittsburgh, Aaron Rodgers still can throw it, and he's got talent around him now, and he'll run the football, and they'll be just fine. Pittsburgh will be Pittsburgh.
Do you expect them to take the division? I think that Baltimore is always strong until we get to the colder months, and Cincinnati is always a wild card, and then Cleveland is also a team.
I think it's between the two of them. I mean, Cincinnati's defense is if they can improve defensively, if Al Golden can pull some miracles, he's done a couple of other places. You know, they got a shot to be something. But no, this is about Pittsburgh and Baltimore.
All right, let's say hello to everybody listening on the AFN. You're listening to the Saturday Show with Jeff Rich and Bruce Jacobs. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jeff Rich.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's the Saturday show. I got Bruce Jacobs in for Shane Koenig, and we've been talking about week zero in college football. We finally got points on the board across the pond. Looks like 7-0 Iowa State early in that one. But Bruce, I want to get back to Major League Baseball and the changes that Rob Manfred has made and the changes that are upcoming. Let me tell you, I am not impressed with national coverage of Major League Baseball. I think that it is very lacking. I think that baseball for ESPN, the premier sports broadcasting network right now, isn't showing the games that we want to see. So it forces a fan living out of market like I am to, buy into the MLB package. But that doesn't do it because I've got to have Apple TV. I got to have Roku TV. I've got to have subscriptions to, through DirecTV with Fox Sports and ESPN. And I can't watch the Diamondbacks with the $150 that I spent. I got to spend an extra $90, or I've just got to have cable. So I keep hearing these things. Apple TV wants out. ESPN is out. Now ESPN is taking over the streaming services from MLB.TV. I'm worried that the league is going to price its fans out of being able to see the games. I understand that it's a free market out there, but beyond that, what is the biggest grievance that baseball fans should have with Rob Manfred and what he's done to the game?
Well, I think the biggest grievance, and I, you know, listen, as far as all the streaming and everything goes, I really don't look at it as a complicated. I mean, I don't need to see every game, so I don't need Roku Sunday morning baseball. I don't need to see. Yeah, I mean, would I have liked to seen the Mets beat down Atlanta last night? I couldn't see it because it was on Apple, who's out, by the way. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. To me, that's not my fight. I'll just put it to you that way. I had the baseball package. I could see every game that I want to see. And, you know, I know others have different issues and this sort of thing, and that's fine. We all have a certain affordability, and I'm not here to tell people how to spend their money. But for me, personally, this is no, the biggest thing if I were a baseball fan that I'd be concerned about is a potential work stoppage. Just when this game is really humming along, okay? As I mentioned earlier, the revenue is fine. There's no problem. The problem is the Rockies putting that money under the mattress instead of into the team, signing a player like Chris Bryant to a prohibitive amount of money when the guy was hurt before they got him. You know, I don't like the way he's... frankly, I think the whole thing is kind of rotten a little bit. Is him, and I see what Manfred is doing, is incorporating, trying to get these players like the CC Sabathias of the world to try to sell the new age players on this whatever financial non. Look, there's no problem revenue wise. It's all a misnomer. It's all a lie. It's all ridiculous. Okay, I'll say it again just to be repetitive. Nobody ever talks about streaming, nobody ever talks about the gambling money, okay, and nobody ever talks about the value of these franchises. I mean, Tampa Bay just sold for $1.7 billion, please. I don't want to hear about any of these owners, and it's not that I'm an owner's guy or a player's guy. It's I'm an issues guy, and the owners have no issue here, okay? They're the problem. If they want to share their money, share their money. If I were a baseball fan, and again, everybody's got their own thing, their own fight. For me, it's all about a possible work stoppage because baseball has shown a propensity more so than any other sport that they have no problem destroying themselves. No problem. They've shown this over the years, which is ridiculous. There's not a revenue problem in Major League Baseball. There's a Rockies problem. And so I'm not giving any quarter on this. As far as the new realignment, I'm intrigued. You know, once the DH was gone, frankly, the difference between the two leagues is gone. But I do respect the history of the American and the National League. And so I'm not a traditionalist, but I'm not an anti-traditionalist. There's a lot of things that Manfred has done that I do like. And there's a lot of things that he's done. I thought what he did to Pete Rose was rotten. Okay, he waited to the day he died to say he can now get in the Hall of Fame. What a joke that is.
But he's not solely responsible for that. I mean, you put that on Giamatti and Faye Vincent.
No, he's Selleck but he's had every in charge opportunity. Now. But he's in charge now. You could look into the past what the others did, but he's had to say so for a long time, and to not let the guy in until after he dies, you know, it's just I don't know. To me, it's just despicable, to be honest with you. I think he's a coward for that decision. Okay, he waited until he got leaned on by Donald Trump. That's what happened. He got leaned on, and he's too much of even a coward to stand by his convictions for in terms of you know, Trump's view on the whole thing. So, but I would be very concerned about a possible work stoppage. So I'm not sure that my biggest concern with Rob Manfred has happened yet. But he's done a lot of good things, too. I mean, I love the shadow runner. Don't ever take that away.
Oh, really?
Some of the other things. To me, he's mostly negative. As far as coverage goes, you know, Jeff, it's not my thing, man. It's not my fight. It's other people's fight. I'm going to watch the Mets play. I'm going to watch the Diamondbacks. And I'm going to watch whoever's playing the Phillies and the Yankees.
Oh, so you spite watch like I do. You spite watch the Yankees game. I don't care if they're playing it. You know, if they're playing the Detroit Tigers and Cleveland's a game and a half back from Detroit, I'm rooting for the Tigers to beat those bums in pinstripes.
Yeah, look, I will say this now: if streaming starts to interfere with playoffs and things of this nature, but you know, I don't care about home run derbies. I don't care about any of that stuff. You know, I mean, I again, it's not my fight, and I can see what I want to see. I just see others, you know, who don't like the new broadcasting and all this and streaming this and Friday that. But, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm not going to sit and watch 162 games either. I'm not going to lie to you. I do have a life.
Yeah, it's you know, it's funny because when the year that we bought the 28-game package, the Arizona Diamondbacks, you know, I talked to the guy about the, you know, 81 games. I'm like, I'm surprised you're not trying, you know, you're a sales guy. I'm surprised you're not trying to sell me on this. He's like, look, I got to be here 81 games a year. It's a job for me, and I feel like to come here and not get paid to be here would feel like a job to the fans. So he's like, that's not my primary. If people ask for it, I'll sell it to them. But, you know, we want to get you to the ballpark. We want to get you interested in this team. And, you know, I'll tell you, those summer months, it's a challenge to go every Tuesday and Friday down to the ballpark. And, you know, I live here by choice, but it's really damn hot. And even though they play inside, you still got to be outdoors to park and walk to the ballpark and, you know, to come out afterwards. And, you know, that stadium is about a 8 out of 10 for me when the roof is open. It's about a 4 when it's closed. And I understand there's not really a good alternative to Major League Baseball here. I do have a challenge with the Manfred man in the 10th inning and beyond, because I think that it, you know, I think that it bastardizes the game a little bit. I think that it's just as bad as giving a team a 4th out to promote, you know, promote run scoring.
But let me ask you this, though. And I was this is why I want to see the realignment before I really, because I was completely opposed. To me, this was welfare baseball. You're just giving a team a runner on second base. But let me ask you this, though. If baseball is a game based on strategy, and it is, okay, strategy and history are the two biggest things. I mean, extra innings, what's the strategy? Wait for somebody, play 17 innings? This gives you instant strategy, man. Am I gonna bunt the runner over? How am I going to play this? Who, you know, you have your automatic runner. Is he slow? There's so much more strategy involved with this than just a gift runner or whatever you want to call them. It's increased the strategy tenfold. So, you know, there's no strategy in extra innings. I mean, it's just play until somebody scores. And God, I mean, I don't, you know what? I don't see any reason to be at a major league regular season game for 5.5 hours. I don't see any reason for those games to go 17, 18 innings.
And so, 2013 was it was the epitome of that for the Arizona Diamondbacks. I think second home game of the season, they went 16 with the Cardinals. On consecutive Sundays in August that year, they played 16 in Pittsburgh and 18 in Philadelphia.
No, it's moving along. You know, and I'm not in a rush. I mean, I'm not anti-microwave oven, okay? I'm not in a rush, but, I mean, we don't need 16, 17-inning games in a regular season. We just don't need it, you know? I mean, it's too many games. Too many games.
I want to see runs scored, so the strategy thing is, you know, may not land with me as well. I'm more of an Earl Weaver guy. I'm the big inning guy. You know, case in point, I think it was up in Colorado, the Diamondbacks hit back-to-back home runs, and then got 3 more consecutive hits, and then you sent Jose Herrera up there to bunt. That doesn't make any sense to me. You know, I know the guy's hitting 188, but he ends up popping up a bunt and just killing the momentum. Their 4-1 lead, you know, turns into a 6-4 loss because the bullpen's kind of in shambles here. So I'm just, you know, the strategy is cool in a 1-0 game, but when you're playing in Colorado, you've got to score 10, you know, you've got to score 10 runs or more to be sure, even with a laughable Colorado lineup.
Yeah, I mean, I love it, man. I think it's one of the greatest rules that has ever been instituted, frankly, in any sport. I think it's great, man. I really do. I give it up to him.
Do you like the 303? Do you like the 3-on-3 overtime in the NHL?
No, I don't like the NHL overtimes. I hate the shootout. I think it's stupid. I understand they do it and the fans like it, and that's fine. Just don't ever do it for the playoffs.
How about
I hate it. I think it's dumb. See, that's another thing. I'm glad you brought that up. In the National Hockey League, those overtimes are decided by two players, the goalie and the shooter. But in Major League Baseball, it's still team. It's not individual. Now, I will say I did like that home run derby thing in the All-Star game. Just for the All-Star game, okay?
Right.
I don't need to see that crap. I don't need to see sideshows and circus acts, okay, for important, you know, and meaningful games. But in the All-Star game, yeah, I thought it was great. No, I'm perfectly fine with it. Pitch clock-wise, he instituted. I'm okay with it. Most of the rules, to me, this Manfred, his whole entire legacy is basically all tied up, whether you think he's done a good job, a mediocre job, or a horrendous job so far. Everything he's about, everything, broadcasting, it's all tied up in making a labor deal. Okay, if he does, then he'll ride out with a good legacy. And if he doesn't, then, you know, he's a disaster. And I don't really have a whole lot of faith he's going to avoid disaster.
How about the golden at bat rule? That seems like it's taking creativity to an extreme.
All right. Enough.
All right. Let me ask you, college football overtime?
Golden stuff.
College, yeah, no golden showers. It's too
I don't,
early
I don't,
on a Saturday.
Listen, man, he got off of that thing quick. Stay on, get off of that nonsense golden at bats. That's just dumb, man. I mean, it's just stupid.
All right, I'm with you on that. College football overtime versus NFL overtime.
Oh, I don't like the college rule anymore. I mean, I don't like after, what is it, one or two, then we're playing for safeties or two-point conversions. I don't like that at all. I have no problem with the NFL. I have no problem. I had no problem with the overtime in the NFL before if both teams didn't get the football. Okay, stop somebody and then go win the game. But I'm fine with the way it is. Yeah, it's not no problem for me.
Yeah, I like sudden death. I like the double overtime games we occasionally get in the postseason. But the two-point shootouts, tell me you liked that 18-16
no,
Penn State
dumb,
Illinois
man.
Game that went to like 9 overtimes a couple years ago. I'm just not with that at all. All right, we're out of time this segment. We'll talk about what happened on this day in 2004 when we come back. I'm Jeff Rich. Bruce Jacobs is with me this hour. This is the Saturday Show, and we'll be right back.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jeff Rich.
All right, welcome back, everyone. The date was August 23rd. On this day in 2004, the United States achieves a medal sweep in the men's 400 meter at the Olympics in Athens. Jeremy Warner claims gold, Otis Harris silver, and Derek Brew bronze. On August 28th, the trio will team with Darrell Williamson to take the gold medal in the 4x100 meter relay. Warner will win another gold in the 4x100 meter relay in the 2008 games in Beijing, along with a silver in the individual 400 meter event. August 23rd, birthdays. Happy birthday to Sonny Jorgensen on this day in 1934. Nancy Ritchie, Julio Franco, the card says 1958, but who knows? Rick Smits and Kobe Bryant in 1978. And I want to get to Bruce's WNBA take before we get out of here.
I have no take. Next.
All right. Olympic sports. Do you get behind them in spite of people like Megan Rapinoe really poorly representing the United States of America in the kids?
I don't let stupid people bother me that much. I've really gotten into the swimming, which I think is just incredible. I was never a swimming fan, and then Michael Phelps got me all in, and Misty Franklin got me all in. So I will tell you this, the event that's coming up that to me, and it's being played in, you know, virtually my hometown is the Ryder Cup, which is ultra exciting, man. Just ultra exciting. I can't wait for that. So, I like some of the Olympic stuff. I used to love the boxing, but you can't believe it anymore. It's not believable anymore. So that kind of ruined it for me. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it for sure.
I recently just took up the sweet science myself. Shout out to Title Boxing Gym in Arcadia in Phoenix, Arizona. Thanks so much to Bruce Jacobs for joining us. To Daniel Ogden on the other side of the glass in San Francisco. I'm Jeff Rich. Now stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now take it, Ludacris.